This is VOA News. I'm Nicole Livis. U.S. federal agents arrested Roger Stone, a campaign advisor to President Donald Trump, early Friday morning. He faces several charges stemming from the special counsel's investigation of Russian interference in the 2016 national election. AP correspondent Matt Small reports Stone is due in court today.
The longtime associate of President Trump's was taken into custody while in Florida, according to special counsel Robert Mueller's office, which says Roger Stone faces charges, including witness tampering, obstruction, and false statements, as it's been trying to determine whether he and others had advanced knowledge of WikiLeaks' plans to release hacked material damaging to Hillary Clinton's presidential effort. Stone continues to insist his innocence.
The indictment does not accuse Stone of coordinating with Russia in its interference in the election, but special counsel Robert Mueller has said the emails belonging to Clinton campaign chairman John Podesta were hacked by Russian intelligence officers. A U.S. Senate committee investigating Russian interference in the 2016 presidential election has subpoenaed President Trump's former attorney Michael Cohen, and he intends to comply. Cohen's lawyer, Lanny Davis, said Thursday night the two sides had reached an agreement for Cohen to testify on February 12th. This comes one day after Cohen postponed his public testimony to a House committee, he said, in part because of threats President Trump and his lawyer, Rudy Giuliani, allegedly made against his family. Mr. Trump and Giuliani have urged the Justice Department to investigate Cohen's father-in-law, alleging his involvement in organized crime. In Washington, President Trump's former campaign chairman, Paul Manafort, will make his first court appearance in months on Friday as prosecutors and defense lawyers argue over whether he intentionally lied to investigators. Special Counsel Mueller's office says Manafort breached his plea deal by repeatedly making false statements after he began cooperating with them in September. His lawyers say he simply had an inconsistent recollection of facts and events from several years ago. This is VOA News. Bipartisan efforts have started in a bid to end a standoff in the partial U.S. government shutdown now in its 35th day. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
It was perhaps the most encouraging statement on Capitol Hill in weeks. Senate GOP leader Mitch McConnell says at least we're talking about it. That's better than before. Bipartisan senators are floating a plan to reopen the government for 3 weeks, giving negotiators space to haggle over border security while paying federal workers who are missing a second paycheck today.
The shutdown affects 800,000 government employees, with at least half forced to work without pay and the remainder sent home. Some are forced to look for temporary work elsewhere to help pay bills. Some government services have also been cut. The U.S. and Mexico have agreed on a plan that will keep asylum seekers in Mexico until their claims have been approved by U.S. courts. AP correspondent Ben Thomas reports.
A U.S. official says the plan calls for the U.S. to bus asylum seekers back and forth to the border for court hearings in downtown San Diego, including an initial appearance within 45 days. The Trump administration will make no arrangements for asylum seekers to consult with attorneys.
UN Rights Chief Michelle Bachelet has called for talks to defuse the situation in Venezuela and called for an independent investigation into reports that security forces had killed 20 people and detained more than 350 in protests this week. President Trump bluntly warned Nicolas Maduro Thursday all options are on the table if there's not a peaceful transition to democracy. On Wednesday, the disputed president said he was ending diplomatic relations with the U.S. in response to Trump's announcement that the country officially recognizes National Assembly President Juan Guaido as interim leader. Maduro ordered U.S. diplomats to leave within 72 hours, but Secretary of State Mike Pompeo said Maduro no longer has the authority. Florida Senator Marco Rubio says if the Maduro government is allowed to continue grabbing power and repressing its citizens, the U.S. will feel a ripple effect in many ways.
We need to step forward and continue with the humanitarian aid. We need to help use the leadership of the United States to put together reconstruction aid. And we need to help the interim president with whatever he needs to be able to carry out a legitimate, free and fair and internationally supervised election, which he should call for in the next 45 days.
The U.S. State Department ordered non-essential personnel to leave Venezuela, but is not closing its embassy, the department said on Thursday. The international dispute over the country's leadership appeared to deepen Thursday, with China and Russia voicing support for Maduro's embattled government. Russia's deputy foreign minister warned the U.S. the Kremlin continues to back Maduro and the principle of non-interference in domestic affairs. I'm Nicole Livis, VOA News.